Today's practice is called affectionate breathing. Let's now take a nice comfortable posture. A posture that doesn't require a lot of effort to maintain. Yet we still want the back to be supported, not supported, but to be straight. So if you can have it unsupported, that's often helpful for wakefulness. But if you need to have it supported, then by all means do so as an act of kindness for yourself. So we plant our feet at the floor and our bottoms evenly balanced in the chair, back straight enough. Perhaps rolling the shoulders up, back, and down a few times, just to loosen them up, again as an act of kindness. And on the last roll, bringing them up, back, and then down, such that the shoulder blades are flattened against the back, without there being stiffness to it. Softening down through the arms to the hands. Head evenly balanced on the neck and eyes soft and downwards. Closed or a little open if you prefer. And just feeling the body sitting for a few moments. In connecting now with the breathing and taking some nice, slow, deep breaths, enjoying the release of tension with each exhale. So often it helps if you focus on fully exhaling and then take a deep breath. And then fully exhale that. And release, and release, and release. Just feeling the rippling, releasing effect through the whole body as you do so. And then let's allow ourselves to give ourselves a few moments of soothing touch. So whether it's a hand to the heart area, to the belly, to the cheek, the forehead, or just in your laps, but make sure there's a sense of some kind of soothingness as you feel the warmth of your hands. And we give ourselves the soothing touch to help us with our intentions for the practice. Intentions to bring not just awareness, but an affectionate awareness, a kindly, loving awareness. Or, if those words are too strong for you, a friendly awareness. And you might leave your hand there, or place it back in your lap and just bring it back whenever you feel the need as we go through the practice. Whatever feels most easeful. And then finding the breath. Finding the breath wherever it's easy for you to feel it. Simply noticing breathing in and breathing out. Possibly even saying breathing in, breathing out, or in, out, or rise, fall. As a little whisper, but mainly feel the breathing. being kindly towards the wanderings of the mind. Just as your ears have continued to hear, your mind continues to wander. We set it on a focus such as the breath, and it stays there for a few moments, and then it wanders off. It's kind of like a puppy or a young child, and we want to have an attitude such as we would towards a puppy or a young child. We say, stay, stay. And the puppy or the child stays for a few moments, and then it wanders away. And we don't beat the puppy. We don't beat the child. We don't yell. We just gently redirect back to here. Back to this breath, this moment. Inclining the mind towards the breathing, as you would incline your mind towards the breathing of a young child, a newborn baby. There's great interest there, and warmth. As best you can, infusing your attitude towards the breath with warmth and kindliness. Feeling how the breath opens us with each inhale, that opening sensation. Appreciating too the releasing effects with each exhale. Indeed, noticing how the breath nourishes us with each inhale and soothes us with each exhale. Nourishing and soothing. appreciating the breath. This is the breath of life that literally sustains us. And it is a breath that we all share, connecting us to one another and all of life. Being friendly towards the wanderings of the mind. We're not trying to stare at the breath, but rather to allow ourselves to be held by it, to be gently held by it. Noticing how the breath breathes us. We don't breathe, we are breathed. It is a free gift. And now allowing yourself to feel the whole body breathing. Just like the gentle rising and falling of the movements of the sea. Always taking care of any sleepiness with practice, let the eyes open a little. Or raise a hand or stand for a short bit. Not a problem. Just take care of it. Feeling the breath moving in and out like the movements of the sea. Allowing our bodies to be rocked and caressed by the breath, internally caressed by the breath. Keeping the attitude friendly, affectionate, bringing soothing touch whenever you need to, whenever you'd like to. inclining to the whole body breathing as you would incline to watching a young child breathe. Or if it helps you, having a sense of yourself as a young child, perhaps from a picture or an experience. Using this, if it infuses the practice with more warmth, if it brings a smile to the practice. Appreciating the breath, how it breathes us, and experimenting with bringing a little bit of a smile, corners of the mouth, smiling at the breath, and how it's always there for us. And now releasing the breath and allowing everything that arises in awareness to just come and go as it is, just as it is.